This is the Hip Hop Saved My Life podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Now sit back, because it's time for the podcast.
Okay, welcome to Hip Hop Saved My Life podcast. What episode is this, Rue Madge?
It's episode 6.
Thank you, Rue Madge. I am joined by Rue Madge. How's life?
Good. Broken my wrist. Things are looking up.
Yeah, what happened with that, man?
I broke my wrist 9 years ago.
Yeah.
And the pin that I had put in has slipped away. And basically re-broken my wrist. Slipped away from the bone that it was joined to.
You re-broke your wrist?
Yeah.
So 2016. You know when you got the pin put in, did they tell you it was temporary?
No, they said it was... That was permanent.
So you had a pin put in?
Yeah.
And did it set off airport like security thing?
No, because it's titanium and I don't think that does that in the machines.
Well, it's a little tip for any terrorists out there. If you want to make any kind of incendiary device, use titanium.
Break your wrist.
So how long have you got to have that thing on your wrist for?
Got to have this for 6 weeks. And if that doesn't work, an operation.
Right.
Mm.
Okay. Well, I hope you don't have to have surgery, Rupert.
No, I don't. Because they said I'd have guaranteed restricted hand movement.
How do you feel about that?
Not good.
How this has gone very immature early doors, isn't it?
Yeah.
How restricted would your movement be?
They don't know until they do the sort of full course of physio, but basically they take out the scaphoid bone and then put a plate across my hands.
And will that be titanium as well?
Yeah, I think the plate will be.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this has been some pretty
Everyone warmed up.
It's been some pretty good wrist banter. I would like to take this opportunity to say Southern Rail, eat a dick, right? I was getting a train from Victoria last night.
Yeah.
And it just all the trains were cancelled because of signalling problems. Mm. And then I went to speak to a guy about it and he gave me attitude. He said, why don't you wait for the announcement? And so I waited for the announcement and the announcement said, the train is cancelled. And then I was at Victoria.
He knew.
What?
He knew.
He just didn't want to tell me, this
he was
guy.
He's scared of you.
Yeah. Do you know what annoys me? It's like they're so frustrating and then they put signs up in the station saying, we don't accept when people attack our staff.
Mm.
If you've got to have a sign up to tell people not to attack your staff, think about the service you're providing. Maybe that's the issue. Do you know what I mean? Because I haven't seen it in any sandwich shops. You don't see it in a cafe. You don't see it in the library. Do you know why? Because they don't frustrate customers to the point that they want to kill. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, that's my...
He got away though, this one.
Sorry guys for getting political there for a moment, guys, but it just really makes my blood boil.
This is the bit where we introduce our guest.
We are joined by comedian, actor, writer, my former tour partner until there was a little bit of an issue and there's an ongoing court case. But ladies and gentlemen, please can you welcome Susie Ruffle to the podcast. Hello, Susie.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
What did you think of my Southern Rail diatribe?
Yeah, really. I reckon if a bit more work on it, you'd be able to put it in the show.
Yeah, I think that could be a routine. What did you think of Rupert's wrist thing?
Some work to do, but
it's a bit sadder.
It's a bit sadder. It could be the pathos moment in your show.
Yeah. What I didn't like about what Rue Madge did was that he did a lot of gesturing as if he was completely unaware of the medium that we're working in. Do you know what I mean? Like, to tell a story and move your hand about to indicate what exactly is going on.
That's what you're doing right now, for
record. But I'm not going, and my hand will only be able to move like this.
Like what?
Very good, very good. He's got me, he's trapped me. So anyway, it's good to be here. How are you? What are you up to at the moment?
Just gigging, mate. Gigging, writing a show for Edinburgh.
Yeah, what's the show called?
Common.
Common. Oh, is it about rapper Common, formerly known as Common Sense?
A little bit, and then mainly about my working class roots.
Okay, fine.
So but a mixture of the two, certainly.
I'll throw some of that in now.
Yeah. You don't sound very working class.
Do you not think?
No. Do you think Rumash sounds working class?
I need to listen more.
I think it's because I went to drama school and they sort of beat out my Portsmouth accent.
So you're not allowed to sound working class at drama school?
No, you are, but Portsmouth is an accent that is a cross between Devon and Cockney, and they were like, it doesn't mean anything, it doesn't read on screen or on
Cock
stage
heaven?
As...
Would that be?
Cock heaven, yeah, that's where
no,
I'm
Cock
from.
Cock heaven. No, I was just trying to combine the accents. Sorry. Cockney and Devon.
Devon?
Oh, Jesus.
Cock heaven.
Devon?
Where are you today?
This has been the worst one. I'm really disappointed. It's not your fault.
It feels like you're personally attacking me.
No, we haven't started your bit yet, but I'm just saying the intro to it, our conversation has not been good. That's all I'm saying.
It'll get better though.
So they knock it out of you, do they?
A little bit, yeah.
Right, so what do you have to do? How do they knock it out of you?
You learn to speak in RP, which is received pronunciation.
Received pronunciation.
Which is what the BBC presenters used to have to be.
Right, but you don't have to be that anymore.
Well, no, so the more I've been doing stand-up, the more I've started to sound more like my parents again.
But what if you got cast as somebody from Portsmouth?
Then I'd just do a Portsmouth accent.
Oh, you can still do it?
Oh, yeah.
You haven't had it beaten out of you to the point every time you do it, it gives you like a horrifying flashback or whatever?
Working class roots, yeah. Carrying a coal bag.
I remember when I had to work.
Can you do a Portsmouth accent?
Yeah.
Can we hear it?
It's really weird. It's quite weird. The one that, when my friends used to come and like visit my family, like from London, the one that they would always find really weird was, "You're right, you got a light."
That's not Portsmouth.
That is Portsmouth.
Bristol-y.
A little bit Bristol-y. Yeah, because it's down that way, isn't it? You're right.
I don't think I like it. Do you?
Well, look, I've got this voice now. It doesn't change the fact.
It's not very hip hop. I'd love to hear a rapper with that accent. You're right. Yeah, I was going back to do a rap and realised I couldn't think of anything to rap, and also I can't do the accent. So I lacked the two basic skills to do that little bit that I was going to do there. Anyway, it's good to have you here, Susie.
Thanks for having me, Ron.
It's been a bad start.
It's been an absolutely dreadful start.
They're not all going to be good, are they? Do you know what I mean? It's free at the end of the day.
Well, thanks for popping that in early doors on the one that I'm on.
I feel like this is the best one now.
Do you think it's the best one?
Thank you, sweet.
He says that every time, by the way.
I don't believe it.
He does say it every single time. Susie.
Yes, mate.
You're a hip-hop fan.
I am. I'm into my hip-hop.
You're into hip-hop. Okay, so first thing, I've got a series of questions to ask you here, right? Is that your phone?
Yeah, but I did have it on Do Not Disturb, but I didn't realise that still meant it buzzed. I'm very sorry about that.
Do you know the thing
that.
Is, it's been the worst podcast so far, and then you throw in the phone going off.
My phone didn't go off. Look, I just received an email. I'm a person that's got a lot going on.
Mm. But can you not have the phone switched off just for the duration of the podcast?
No, because you've asked me some questions and I want to make sure that I get my points.
Okay. Have you got little arguments?
I've just made some. Rom, I like to be prepared. You know
okay,
me.
Okay, no, it's good. It's good. I like this. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, I think this might be the best one
far.
Okay, right, so first up.
Hey, man, what's your favourite hip-hop album?
The Black Album by Jay-Z.
Okay, The Black Album by Jay-Z. How did you get into this album?
I think it might have been... It was after this album had come out. I think there were a few albums after it.
Yeah, there was the Purple album.
Oh, shut up.
What is wrong with me, mate? Not even
Absolutely
funny.
Absolutely dreadful.
Sorry. Anyway, go on, sorry.
And I think I remember Girls being on...
Is that the actual title of the track?
Yeah, Girls.
It's not just called Girls?
No, I think it's Girls.
Wow. Mm. Anyway, carry on.
Remember that? That was always on Box Music Television You Control.
One of the most racist songs I think I've ever heard, Girls.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane.
And one of my absolute faves. So, both misogynistic and racist.
Yeah,
ding,
it's
ding.
Really good, yeah. I got this Spanish chica, she don't like me to roam. Said you not the Vatican, you ain't the Pope. I said, hola, mommy and me are more. Girl, I can't take you out, you still with the Lord. I like this black chick, but she don't know how to act. But she wants to act, and she wanna be down since she heard I rap. She ain't never heard a song, but I like it like that. I might phone her back. That was always on like MTV and stuff, and so I think I got into it through that, because I was sort of into pop beforehand.
And I've always been really into R&B, which you know, especially R&B girl groups. And then because of watching stuff like that, I then saw Jay-Z and then got the Black Album and was like, this is amazing.
It's a good album.
It's amazing.
It's a great album. One of the annoying things about that Girls video is you did that thing that rappers did for a while where they take their sweater off and put it over
one
shoulder.
Side.
Mm. Like over one side. And that'd be the way to wear it. It doesn't mean anything. It's just
but when
like,
you pull your trouser leg up, that's supposed to mean that you're packing. Or that's the side that you're packing a piece on.
Why would you want to signal that to anybody, though?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's so the opposite. What could that mean?
It's the opposite of what you want to do.
That you're thinking of getting a tattoo done.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Or that you're slightly warm, but haven't committed to taking the sweater off completely.
Yeah.
That'd
be it.
I don't like that. It's so affected.
It looks really silly.
It's like, you know when people used to wear rucksacks at school, and then there was that thing where they started putting the strap
Over one side. But you could buy those bags for a while that just have like a clip.
Yeah. Oh, they're horrible. Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah. Do you remember when you used to have those tiny bags?
Oh, they're horrible.
So glad you brought this up.
Finally, he gets passionate.
I've got 5 minutes on this.
Finally, he gets passionate on his podcast about something. Yeah, anyway, that annoyed me about that video. But Black Album, great. Public service announcement.
Yep.
Great track.
Great track.
He played it at the White House, I think. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. My name is Ho, O, H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the R-O-C. Ho. Oh, my God, what a
great
tune. Does a lyric... flyer than a piece of paper bearing my name. Yeah? Because that is a... Do you get it?
Yeah.
No.
Flyer.
Yeah.
I'm flyer. Yeah, yeah. You prick.
I also...
absolutely stitched me up there. Well done.
You played at the White House. Was there like a big gig there or something?
I think it's just an open mic thing.
you just go in and you put your name down.
Yeah, no, I did it. I did it when I was warming up for Laughing Horse quarterfinals.
How did you go on in that one?
I didn't go through.
I also love 4th of July. It's got his mum's voice on.
Yeah.
Really like that one.
You like it because it's got his mum's voice on?
Yeah, I think it's really sweet. I like it when rappers show like a sweet side. I like it when they're like, I'm a thug, yeah, bitches, And they're like, oh, this is my mum.
Guys, just to let you know, Jay-Z isn't in here.
Just that was
Susie just doing an impression. That was incredible.
Thanks, mate.
What's your favourite track on the album? That one with his mum?
No, probably not. Wait a minute.
Okay, so
I knew you'd ask me this. No, it's okay.
Silence is bad for the podcast.
Just on the mum thing, have you seen this Kanye West thing this week? When he launched his album, and then he showed an exclusive from a game that he's been working on.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
And it's the game is his mum, who sadly passed.
During plastic surgery operation, that he'd paid for.
The game is about her getting into the pearly gates of heaven.
Are you shitting me?
No, right? There's a thing on YouTube, you can watch it.
Do you know what I love about the way Bruno said that? It's that he showed a game about his mum, who sadly passed.
I like that he kept in the pearly gates of heaven, just to be nice and specific.
The pearly gates.
It's like you and Kanye are friends or something. Rest in peace, Kanye's mum.
Did you see the top that he wore?
Yeah.
To the launch of the Yeezy clothing line, the third series of it. The front was a picture of his mum saying, in loving memory.
Oh, yeah,
and on
I have
the back
seen that, yeah.
Was Kim Kardashian's dad in loving memory, but neither of them were good pictures.
Wow.
Hold on, what?
Like graft ones, weren't they?
Yeah.
Holy shit, man.
But when he played that video exclusive, it just didn't go down well in the room, so he played it again. He was like,
are you
come
serious?
On, guys. Yeah. Thinking it would get a better go the next time around.
Okay, let's just... Well, now you've brought it up.
Talk about mums and...
What the
rappers.
Hell's going on with Kanye, man? He just did this thing
where he's
asked for... He tweeted Mark Zuckerberg... asking for $1 billion to invest in Kanye West ideas. First of all, mate, message him on Facebook. That's his format. Do you know what I mean? Don't insult the guy by going on Twitter. Although, do Facebook own Twitter now?
I don't know.
But, like, he's gone mental, right?
Yeah,
I think he has. But
unless it's all just publicity for the album.
I can't work out if it is.
Inches.
He I says can't... he's in debt. He's in $53 million dollars of debt.
What?
Yeah, that's what he said. He's tweeted, I'm in $53 million of debt. Loads of people listen to rap music but don't support the art form. Mark Zuckerberg, can you buy the album for... Oh no, can you invest in Kanye West ideas for $1 billion? Mm.
How has that happened? I don't understand.
I think, you know, in the Bound 2 video...
Yeah.
When
he got spunk on the mink.
I think to edit out Kim Kardashian's nipples cost $53 million. I think that's what it is. I think that might be what it is.
Is it because Ray J still owns them? I got copyright on that.
I don't know how he's in 50. I mean, he has got quite an extravagant lifestyle.
Yeah.
And his shows are mental, like in terms of what he puts on the stage and shit like that. I mean, I don't know if he's not kept hold of costs or stuff. But his albums are like mega, right?
Yeah.
I don't get it. If anybody knows what's going on with Kanye West, Kanye, if you're listening to the podcast, reach out, tweet me, you know, let's hang out. I'm happy to sort of help you. I mean, I'm not going to lend you any money, but just, you know, we're worried about you. You know, we liked Graduation.
Oh, I loved Graduation.
We liked Late Registration, didn't we?
Loved Late Orchestration.
We liked College Dropout.
Big fan.
Yeah, we liked all of that. Not so keen on 808s and Heartbreak. I'm going to be honest with you, it's one of the worst things I've ever heard.
I do like my Dark Twisted Fantasy.
My Dark Twisted Fantasy, yeah.
That's good.
The track on that album, Monster, only good thing that Nicki Minaj has ever done.
Okay, first things first, I'll eat your brain. Then I'ma start rocking gold teeth and fangs. Cause that's what a motherfucking monster do. Hairdresser from Milan, that's the monster do.
Yes, agree.
Like that verse on that track, you know, she's amazing on that track. And then I went, oh, I'm going to check out Nicki Minaj. Ooh, it's all dog shit.
I like the beef between Nicki Minaj and Lil Kim.
What is this beef about?
Oh,
is
this a new thing?
No, they just... Old. So Nicki Minaj apparently grew up loving Lil Kim and was right. Like, I'm going to be just like her.
It's actually Lil, just to let you know.
It's Lil actually, Kim. Fuck you.
It's Lil Kim.
Sorry,
it's
Lil Kim.
Yeah, okay, go on.
Lil Kim.
I'm just, in case people don't know who you're talking about, they might be thinking, I don't know Lil Kim. Mm. It's Lil Kim, guys. Is it annoying?
What, you in general? Yeah, our friendship. Yeah, it's fucking infuriating.
Seems to work, though.
Playing fast and loose with the word friendship there. Anyway, come on, tell me, what's the deal with Lil Kim and Nicki Minaj?
It's actually Minaj.
Okay.
Just make sure you get the J rather than a G. I don't want anyone listening and being like, oh, he's Nicki Minaj.
Okay, come on then.
No, just Nicki Minaj grew up like loving her. And was like, oh, she's like, I'm going to be the next Lil Kim.
Yeah.
And then as soon as she broke out, Lil Kim was like, who's this bitch? I fucking hate her.
Really?
And now they've done like rap battles to each other on in their songs. Yeah. They're like referencing each other.
Holy shit. And then every time Nicki Minaj wants to battle Lil Kim, she has to get a time machine to take back to 93 when Lil Kim was relevant. Oh, slam. Although, I've got to tell you, Lil Kim, Crush On You, it's a track, mate.
I like How Many Licks. That's such a rude
How
song.
How Many Licks?
Yeah. Have you heard that song? It's the rudest song. I remember hearing it when I was like 16. It was around the same time that I heard Peaches and Cream for the first time and was like, these boys are talking about very rude things.
Yeah.
And it's very
rude. Is that
rude.
112 Peaches and Cream?
Yeah.
Yeah, disgusting. We were talking about sex songs on the last one, weren't we? Pink cookies in a plastic bag getting crushed by buildings.
LL.
Yeah. Check out
Ladies
if you,
Love.
And if you want to and if you want to hear how that conversation stuff. Went, check out one of the previous podcasts where we broke that down. By the way, have you heard the Grey album?
Yes. That's the one that's just the
Is that Danger
My
Danger
Lines,
Mouse?
Lines.
No,
that was me just rapping without any music behind the back.
By the way, just to remind you again, that Jay-Z is not in the room. That was Susie again. Mm. But the Grey album is the Black album, and all of the production is from the White album, the Beatles album. So like every sound is it's Danger Mouse, isn't it?
Danger Mouse. Yeah,
it's good.
Mm. It's good.
It's very good.
Check it out.
Yeah, check
it out,
guys. Check it out. Tweet in. Let us know what you think. I got to stop doing it because actually I'm doing it for a joke.
Yeah,
but it is actually.
You'd like people to tweet in.
Well, I would like people to tweet in. Yeah, but
did anyone tweet in after the last show?
Yes, they did, mate, actually. We set up, we had Charlie Baker on a previous pod.
I listened.
Oh, wicked, right? So, we set up this thing about, we wanted to put up a playlist so that Charlie could get into hip-hop.
Yeah.
We've got 50 songs on that now.
I added 50 more last night.
You added 50 more?
Yeah, in prep for today.
No, you didn't.
I did, I swear to God.
There's over 100 songs on there.
There's a bang on 100.
Because when I checked it last time, the playlist is called Last Decade Bangers.
No, I've started adding in stuff from like 89.
Yeah, so
can we change the name?
So the first track that Roo Madge adds... is Pete Reminisce Rock. Over You, Pete Rock and Sales Foo, right? Just completely ignores the whole remit for the thing. Is that what you've done with the rest of them?
Similar, yeah. Similar era, that early 90s.
All right.
Can we change the title?
Yeah, we can put it Last Century Bangers. This is so, Jesus, so
it's
easily
great.
The worst podcast so far.
Anyway, Susie,
sorry.
That's
it's not your
He's
fault.
Joking.
It's not your fault.
Are you sure?
You're being great.
I feel like it's me. I keep trying to rap.
Yeah.
It's not working.
Yeah, go on. If you want to try and rap, we'll give you another shot at it.
No, I'm all right.
So, okay, have you heard any of Jay-Z's other albums?
Yeah, of course.
And because some people would argue that Reasonable Doubt is his best, or The Blueprint.
Yeah, I've got all of his stuff. I really like Magna Carta as well. The thing is just, it's the one that I listen to the most.
It's the one
just...
you got the biggest connection to.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Encore, that's my favourite song on it. Sorry.
Encore.
I love that song.
I didn't like that. What was it? You know, he did the little rock crossover thing with those other tools. Who is it?
Oh, Linkin Park.
Yeah, I didn't like any
that
of
was...
that.
That was.
I didn't like any of that. There you go. I'm going on record. So I didn't like any of the Linkin Park stuff. There you go. Linkin Park on their own, fine. Jay-Z on his own, fine.
Better than fine.
Good, but together...
Not great. No, I wasn't a huge fan of it.
I went to see Jay-Z at the Royal Albert Hall. Live, Jay-Z is great.
Incredible.
Right?
Yeah. I saw him at Wireless.
Was he good?
Amazing. Yeah. He was. And it was just when Magna Carta album came out, which I also really like.
Yeah, I wasn't that keen on that.
But... Oh, I like it. Yeah. I like it. But I'm quite good at learning lyrics to songs.
Oh, yeah.
I can pick up lyrics quite quickly. And I know all of the words to a lot of his songs.
Right.
And I felt very aware of how white I was.
Right.
And just had to stop singing at one
what
point.
What do you do?
I stop.
Right. Okay.
Stop. Fine. But it was amazing. It was... Kendrick Lamar was on before, which was really good as well.
How was Kendrick Lamar?
Good.
Yeah.
Not amazing. He's
some
so
people
like...
holding him as a saviour of hip hop.
No, I don't.
No? Why?
I don't. I don't know. I just don't think he's like... I think he's got good songs, but there's nothing about him that like has the charisma for me to be like, oh, you're one of the greats.
Right. Not yet, maybe.
Well, yeah. I didn't like his performance that much. It was just all very... I don't know. He seems really sleazy.
I like that though. I like a bit of sleaze.
Well, of course
I like
you do.
People, I like people that really sort of pervy on stage. You know what I mean?
Do you?
Oh, it's Kendrick.
You should have seen.
It'd be his hype man.
You would have liked it when B2K.
Kendrick Lamar's here. He's going to have a great old time.
You would have liked it when B2K supported Destiny's Child on tour because they poured bottles of water all over their six packs.
You'd
been right into that.
Listen, I went to see, and I know this is not appropriate for the podcast because it's a hip hop podcast, but I went to see Usher, right? Mm. When Usher had just done 8701. It's a great album, right?
It's been a long time.
Yeah. So I went to see him, and this is the thing I hate about R&B, right? So he comes out, and like he just goes, London. And then everyone starts screaming, I'm just looking for a girl. And then, honestly, the volume in there, it was unacceptable, mate. I can't deal with it.
Did you take a girl on stage and do, when you're feeling your body, bouncing body, who makes you change?
Usher has not joined Jay-Z with us.
Maybe my next show would just be me being rappers. I feel like...
But I agree with you. Jay-Z's Black Album is a great album. It's very good.
But yeah, and he was, and when I saw him, he brought out Justin Timberlake, which isn't as good as Nas,
yeah.
But it's because of the Holy Grail.
Yeah,
everyone went really nuts and got very excited.
The thing about the Jay-Z at Royal Albert Hall is he brought out Nas, and then after that brought out Chris Martin, and then after that brought out Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, what does she do?
She was singing some like backing vocals.
Let everyone know about.
She made like a kale smoothie and sort of handed it round to the front row.
Reenacted some
everyone
scenes.
Everyone felt
some
really revitalised. Yeah, it's great.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rack your brains. Give it some thought. What was the first hip-hop album you bought?
What is the first hip-hop album you got?
The Eminem Show.
The Eminem Show.
Yeah.
A lot of Eminem on this show.
There's podcast. There is a lot of Eminem on this podcast, yeah.
Is that a bad thing?
Yeah,
no, it's not a bad thing. It's good. It's one of the greatest of all time. Theoretically. I mean, his recording... I don't think his recording output has matched his talent. Eminem Show, probably the first shit album he did. How did you get Eminem Show?
He sets them up for you, doesn't he?
He really does. It was my brother's, and I sort of stole it from his room.
This is your brother that's really into funk, right?
My brother's massively into funk.
Yeah, yeah.
So he bought me a Parliament album for my birthday. I've got no interest in Parliament at all, but he's like, just listen to it on the way to a gig. I think it will really put you in the mood for great gigging.
Yeah.
And then you, if you listen to any of the Parliament stuff, it's so mad. It's like, again, Parliament aren't in the building. It's all just, it's all like, it doesn't, it's not really cohesive. Yeah. It's just all like, at some point someone's like, and then, does anyone want to do a little solo? Yeah, sure. It doesn't matter if it goes with the rhythms that we're doing. You just crack right on.
This is the thing I don't sort of, I do like it, right? But what happens is that there was, hip hop went through a phase of sampling that music loads, right? Mm. So what happened is, you know, when you get really geeky about it, you go,
I think I'm going to check out some of the original records that some of these samples came from.
So you listen to like some track, and you go find the sample, and the track is 3.5 days long.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just with people one just bit moving away.
No, my brother would be like, it's 12 minutes, but it's really worth it. But that's never happened. No one's ever been like, oh, it was 11 minutes, but just slightly shy at the end. They could have really done something at the end of that.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, sorry. So your brother had the Eminem show, and then you nicked it, did you?
Yeah. And then I like a lot of Eminem. And then I really liked the film.
The Eminem show film.
No, 8 Mile. Right.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
It would have been
good
if you did on a film just the Eminem show, and he does like a bit of stand up, a little bit of juggling. Oh, Christ almighty.
Are you very tired?
I don't know what's wrong with me. Anyway, so you like the Eminem show?
Yep.
Did you get any of his other albums?
Yeah, I've got most of them, probably.
Yeah.
I like Recovery.
Yeah, Recovery is
good. I thought it was really good.
Yeah. What did you think of him sort of doing funny voices midway through his career?
Fine, not a huge... He,
my mom likes my young.
Like, it does that, doesn't it?
Again, Eminem not in the building, just in case you're like, God, who's bloody joined the whole of Funkadelic, Jay-Z and Usher? It's only bloody Eminem.
He sort of went with weird, didn't he? But he's just on sleeping tablets or something.
Is that right?
I think so. He's just off his tits, isn't he?
I didn't like stuff like Kim, you know, when he'd like, and like the skits, not a massive fan of those. Like, do you remember Kim when he like, you could hear him like pretending to drag the body?
Yeah.
They're like, there goes mama, like all that stuff. Like,
that's all my favourite shit. Do you know what I didn't like?
Oh, you're so...
Do you know what I...
You're so rough as a person. You're just rough and nasty. That's what I think. Look, you're right about our friendship. It is fucked.
Do you know what I don't like? Is that I don't like that Ken Kniff. You know that?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that, man.
What's that?
It does my head in. It's just some weird skit
thing that he does.
Does anyone like skits, though? Could you name your favourite skit on a
hip-hop album? Well, okay, it's interesting that you mention this, because I would argue that the origins of the hip-hop skit are De La Soul, 3 Feet High and Rising, right?
Yeah,
now, I don't know if you remember the skit, but it's like a quiz show. The whole album's like a quiz... Like, it keeps going back to this quiz show. Skits in hip-hop albums... Do other genres have skits?
No.
It's shit.
So. Oh, no. Sometimes R&B does, because of the writing's on the wall, Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
That's really like, you listen to it now, it's really quite cringe, because it's
like what sort of stuff do
they'll have, like, so there's a song like midway through the album, not a big track, that's about being when you're in a relationship but you're tempted by someone else, just be like, remember temptation, or they'll have something about the 7 deadly sins or the 10 commandments or whatever.
Yeah.
There'll be something that like Beyonce or Lativia or one of the ones
Lativia
that didn't make it the whole way. No, Lativia. it's changed, hasn't it? It's changed so much. Disney Child were originally 5. But the beginning of the Destiny's Child Writings on the Wall album is so cringe, because they pretend to be mafia bosses.
Oh god.
And they're like, you are
they
here today.
To be mafia bosses.
Do you know what? That's it, I'm out.
I wish I could drop this mic.
Take it out.
I've never heard
mafia.
I've never heard it pronounced that. I thought maybe
that's the proper pronunciation.
Maybe
it is. Yeah, maybe you don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you don't. Maybe you don't.
Battle,
bitch.
This has been the
it's been the worst one
by a long way. Right. So anyway, how do they pretend to be mafia bosses?
Because they just sort of go, "Welcome to the album. We would like to thank you for being here, Beyonce, Kelly, Lativia." Like, they do this whole thing.
But Godfather, how do we avoid all these mishaps?
And then right at the end, one of them goes, "It's obvious, the writing's on the wall." It's worse than a skit. It's like,
they have someone come in and do that as a skit guy.
Oh my God. And then can you imagine, like, going, okay, so this is the idea we got for the skit. Okay, Beyonce, how about this? You're a mafia, Dan.
Mafia. Sorry, I don't understand. Do you mean mafia?
Beyonce wants it to be pronounced mafia.
Maybe they say it as mafia on the track. Yeah, that's why I've got it in my
just
head.
Just so you know, Destiny's Child, they want to do the mafia thing, but they don't want people to connect it with the mafia, so we will refer to it as the mafia.
Mafia. Yeah.
For this album. Is that all right? Do you know what annoys me about hip-hop skits sometimes is on a lot of hip-hop albums, they start to do the skit where somebody dies, right? Where they shoot someone, they kill someone, right? So I'd be in the car, and I'm trying to convince my wife that hip-hop isn't all this one-dimensional thing. Then the song finishes, it goes... Watch out, motherfucker! And then she just looks at me like, dude, are you serious?
I feel like they should use less police sirens because I listen to it a lot in my car.
Dude.
And always be like, oh, is there, where's the ambulance?
Do you know what? It's funny you say that. I think they should stop doing that on the goddamn radio traffic reports. Why would you have traffic noises on a goddamn traffic report? The traffic report's for people that are driving, dude. You're freaking me out. You just hear like skid noises and like, horn beeping and shit.
It's opposite, my
it's the opposite of what you want on a traffic report, dude. Are you joking? Anyway, so Eminem, you're a big fan. Still a fan?
Yeah. Yeah. I like him, yeah.
8 Mile was a good film. Great film.
Right? Great, yeah, really liked it.
Have you seen the DVD extras?
No, I don't think I have.
Is there any bloopers in there?
Well, there's no bloopers, but what they do have is, you know when they're trying to do, you know when they're doing the montage of like the rap battles and stuff, right? So they had like genuine rappers from the area come and sort of, and they're up against Eminem and they're battling. Mm.
Spaghetti, and, spaghetti on his spaghetti, spaghetti.
Yeah, good. Yeah. And then Eminem was like not doing any rapping because he wanted to save his voice or whatever. So like he wasn't doing it. So he was just miming and then they would spit some bars. And then on the DVD extra, somebody actually sort of really goes at him. And then he just goes, hold on, let me click this mic on. You better not step. And then just starts freestyling and absolutely destroys the shit out of this man.
Oh, really?
It's wicked, man. You can watch it on YouTube. It's good. You imagine that if you were that rapper, though. You turned up, I've got a part in 8 Mile, and you just have to do a bit of battling at Eminem. How did it go? Well, he destroyed the shit out of me in front of the whole crowd, so sweet. Pretty good.
Here's a little bit that you like to call. How did you get into hip-hop?
All right, cool. Seuss, can I just say, Seuss?
Yeah?
This has easily been the best one, so thank you.
But you have bipolar when it comes to this podcast.
What do you mean?
Because you've told me it's the worst one and it's the best one.
No, I thought
so
it was
going to
be
times.
The worst one, and now I feel it's the best
Is it because I've been doing all my voices as a rapper?
I think it is, yeah. It's been like...
wait for Dre to arrive.
We've got no budget. okay, how did you get into hip-hop?
Through R&B.
Right.
So through girl groups. Girl R&B group. So Salt and Pepper, TLC, Destiny's Child.
Salt and Pepper, first gig I ever went to.
No way.
Crawley Leisure Centre. Supported by Subsonic 2.
How was it?
I remember them.
No.
Were they British? Or?
They're British, yeah. One white guy, one brown guy. Mm. So I thought they could have been called Salt and Pepper. But they were all right. They weren't bad. Salt and Pepper, great.
So yeah, good.
They did Push It. Push It was the rudest song I'd heard at that time.
Yes,
didn't
definitely.
They say that wasn't intentionally about sex?
No, it's about dancing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone just interpreted it.
Yeah, but it goes, come and give me a kiss, better make it fast, or else I'm going to get pissed.
Can't you get that music coming hard like I wish you would? Now
push it. No. We can just play the song as well.
No. Let's not play the song. Let's keep singing.
So Salt and Pepper, sorry. Who else?
TLC.
TLC, yeah.
You know I like TLC from when we toured together.
I heard it so much in the car. Like,
SWV.
SWV. SWV are good.
Yeah?
Little story about SWV.
Go
they
on.
They did a song called Anything. Do you know that song?
Well, how does it go? Give us a bar.
Anything you want, anything that I do it.
Yeah, I know the one.
It was on
Like
me.
She's Here?
It was on some soundtrack, some Death Row record soundtrack. I can't remember what it is. Anyway, the point is, there's a version of that song that has the Wu-Tang on it. And apparently the Wu-Tang didn't really want to be on it, but Suge Knight basically just sort of said, "Nah, you're on it, mate." Like they did it. It's a good version, though. Method Man does a little bit.
Method Man, he used to feature on... He used to occasionally step into little tracks, didn't he?
Well, he did do that track with Mary J. Blige, "You're All I Need." I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah,
that was a good tune. You got it on 12. Mm. Rumad stepping in.
Bop, bop!
Have you got the limited edition purple vinyl shaped like a duck?
No,
it doesn't exist. But it's a kind of thing that hip hop people say, isn't it?
I like Mary J. Blige as well.
Yeah.
I think that Mary J. Blige is one of the classiest people in the game. That's what I'm going to call it because I don't know whether she's hip hop or R&B, so I'm just going to call it the game.
Yeah, she's not hip hop. Well, she's the queen of hip-hop soul, apparently, isn't she?
But what does... Okay, because I texted you saying, what can I talk about on this today? And you were like, don't bring your personality.
Yeah.
Don't want any of that shit.
I said, I think if you remember what I said was, don't make it the worst podcast that we've done so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get someone else to cover for you. I'll let you know the morning of the show.
I did not say that. That's so out of order. But I would not have said that to you. I said that to Roomash. Anyway, of course.
But yeah, is she? I don't know. What do you think makes a difference between hip hop and sort of R&B with raps in?
I think
Kelly's hip hop.
I think if we're being overly sort of generalising, it's just if it's rap lyrics over a beat, it's hip hop, and if it's sung, it's probably not.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I think. But I'm overly generalising. Okay. I'm opening myself to a massive attack.
Possible Twitter.
Are they hip hop? Who knows? anyway, so that's the point.
Okay.
I don't know. But you're welcome. You can talk about whatever you want.
All I was going to say was, I think...
We talked about Madonna on one of them, didn't we?
I like her as well.
Yeah.
Saw her at GAY once.
What, just casually?
Yeah, just...
Performing?
Yeah, she was performing. You had to queue in the daytime to get a ticket. You couldn't buy a ticket beforehand. You just had to queue to get a wristband. Went. She came out of the show. It was when GAY was still in the Astoria. She came out of a massive disco ball. Her first words were... hello, you motherfucking queers. I'm the queen of pop. And then everyone went mental.
That is weird. That's how I started my first Edinburgh show. That's such a coincidence, isn't it?
Huge.
Oh, man. Hip-hop gripes.
Susalus, what do you not like about hip-hop?
The homophobia.
Okay. Can you tell me which homophobia you're talking about in particular?
Well, there's a lot of it, isn't there? Like Elephant Man and...
Elephant Man's sort of dancehall, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But then some of the origins of... crossover.
But the F word is used...
Faggot.
Yes, it's used quite frequently in hip-hop, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and also I'm a gay girl. And there's often things about... They'll be like, you know, Kanye will be like, I'd do anything for a blonde dyke.
Yeah.
And you sort of go,
yeah,
well...
Who wouldn't? Isn't that quite gentlemanly? I would do anything for you, blonde dyke.
Put your coat over a puddle.
Is it because I'm brunette that you're such a prick to me?
Yeah. There's certain things I wouldn't do for you, but if you're a blonde dyke... I mean,
really would.
The world is yours. It really is.
Oh, God. I'm really rethinking that common as a title for Edinburgh and maybe dyeing my hair. I think blonde dyke might be the show. There's... It's a kind of music that doesn't feel necessarily embraceful of the LGBT community.
Yeah. Although, because Frank Ocean came out. I mean, I know it's not strictly hip hop, but he's part of that whole Odd Future clip.
Yeah. And he's on.
That was sort of celebrated.
Mm. Yeah.
And I do agree with you. Well, what I would say is, in response to that, I do think that, you know, like, let's say Eminem. You're talking about Eminem. Eminem says fag all the time.
All the time, like, all the time. Really horrible, yeah.
And his argument is that he doesn't mean it in those contexts. And also, there's other arguments. I don't give a fuck, you faggot. I mean, that's his counter-argument.
Again, he's not here, just so everyone knows.
Yeah, sorry. But what I would say is, there was a phase when... And there are still records being made that have, like, homophobic lyrics and stuff like that, and misogynistic lyrics.
Yeah, well, that's...
But I would say equally, there is stuff that doesn't, and there is stuff that's sort of anti that. Mm. But I do think that you find it more in hip-hop than probably do a lot of genres, I guess.
Yeah, and I think...
Maybe more in the past than you do
that's
now.
That's the thing. I think it's more in the past than it is now. It's just that kind of thing that just slightly makes you wince, like when you watch... Eddie Murphy DVD from years ago.
Yeah, you watch Eddie Murphy Raw. It's unwatchable now because of like the homophobia.
And he also looks like the biggest puff in the world in his like all in one leather fucking jumpsuit. And then he's like, oh, you know, and there's a queen. You're like, fuck you.
He's doing that. He does.
You could look more like you like cock at the moment. Pipe down.
He does that shit about gay police officers.
Pull over. Are you hiding a concealed weapon?
It's so bad, man. Like you watch it. And then you're like, shit. I mean, I loved it. I still think it's, you know.
Well, he's still brilliant.
Yeah, it was great. But you can't watch those bits anymore. But it's the same thing with hip-hop.
But we both saw Kevin Hart a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he had bits that, I mean, I know this isn't what the podcast is necessarily about, had bits that were like, you know, just tiny, or was it his support that had a bit about like, I wouldn't mind if my son was gay, I just wouldn't want him to be the girly one. And everyone like erupts, which is fine, but then you can't help but be like, some guys are just super camp, and like it's a real shame when you're watching something and it's like, I don't know. There's that a feeling when you're listening to some kind of hip hop when, or at least I felt certainly when I was younger, and I was really into hip hop probably when I was like 16, 17, before I'd come out. And it is that thing of like when they're using like fagger or dyke or whatever, you sort of go, oh, this is something that's, I'm not allowed, or this is something that's sort of like not for me.
Yeah, yeah.
But
there was,
I mean,
there was a rumor, wasn't there, in the late 90s or mid to late 90s that there was a gay rapper, like one of the biggest rappers.
Well, no, it was Tupac. That's what they thought, it was Tupac for years.
I thought it was Jay-Z.
I thought it was Eric Sermon from EPMD. That was one really? Of the early 90s.
Why did you think it was Eric Sermon? Where did you hear that?
Just that was going around.
Really?
I heard
Hip Hop Connection.
Yeah, Hip Hop. Oh my God, Hip Hop Connection. Did you ever read Hip Hop Connection?
No.
It was like Smash Hits for rap music.
It was so good, wasn't it?
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh man, I entered the competitions. I won the Insane Clown Posse competition.
My room just had all the posters.
Same. So in the middle. I think Doc Brown, now comedian Doc Brown, was like on the cover of it once.
Was he?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, because
he was
a rapper?
Yeah.
What was his rapping name, Doc Brown?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
But yeah. So that's the, and then misogyny is like insane, because I like saying earlier, I really like Kanye West. Mm-hmm. Like, I think he's amazing. Like, I think he's incredible. His like raps are so good. And I love that he's like political and like he's often a bit of a prick, but he does really say what he thinks. Like that telephone thing when he was like, George Bush does not care about black people. And then you just watch Mike Myers like, like he's like, I like him. I like that he's got that sort of edge. I like that you don't exactly know what he's going to do. But there's like even like last week. So like Amber Rose, there was this like Twitter beef with him and Amber Rose.
Yeah, he likes a finger up the arse.
He likes a finger up the bum. But then like, it's like it always just comes down to like the most base level thing is like, you're a stripper, you're nothing, you're a hoe, you're this, you're that. And it's just always that thing of like reminding a woman that like you, like it's great for guys to go and like fuck around, and that whole thing in, that's a huge thing in like rap music. Like, the one thing that I really dislike about Straight Out of Compton, I was like, all those girls don't need to be topless in this film. You could have them in bras.
They can be fully nude. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean? Let's just embrace it. Do you know what I mean? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right, cool. Live show experiences, Caesar Lewis.
Jay-Z at Wireless is the only hip-hop one. I've seen lots of R&B, but yeah.
What's your favourite R&B one?
I mean, Destiny's Child were incredible because I was like 16, and we'd like travelled up to Wembley, and it was like, they were amazing. It was so, it was like their absolute peak. It was like Survivor had just come out.
Yeah.
So like they were just amazing. They had like an incredible back catalogue.
That Survivor video is terrible, isn't it?
Why is it terrible?
Well, you know they're in that military gear and all that shit. No, I'm not keen. They storm the ice like sort of like a sanitised Saving Private Ryan. I don't know.
I don't think that's what they had in their head.
I think that's what they were going for.
The director
Everyone
was like, guys,
that.
Have we seen Saving Private Ryan? We're thinking less guns, less blood, but you guys, military outfits, right? On a beach. We'll save
it's
them
like
on the beaches.
Dicking around a beach in camo or something, aren't they?
Is that the album, yeah.
Yeah.
That is the video, rather.
Cool. Suzaloo's, what are you listening to at the moment?
Well, on the way here, I listened to Watch the Throne on the way here.
Yeah, what do you think of that album?
Otis is my absolute favourite, one of my favourite
songs.
Otis,
Head and Shoulders above the rest of the album, though. That's my problem with that. Not my problem.
The Frank Ocean one's really good.
Yeah.
That's a really good song.
I just thought, it's a good album, but the problem is it's Jay-Z and Kanye. You get properly, have you heard that album, Rematch?
Which ones?
Watch the Throne.
Yeah.
So that album, you get so excited when it's about to come out, and then it was sort of, it can never match up to the hype, can it?
No.
But Otis, what a tune.
Absolutely.
The video, sick one, mate.
Yeah, I've seen it.
They're in that car, they keep doing the
skids,
beautiful girls are in the back.
Yeah. New watch alert, new blows, or the big face rolly, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, I maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the holes. They get this regular, I think it's a Merc or something like that, and then they like cut it up like Mad Max style.
Mm.
It's got no roof on it, and it's got sparks flying, and then they just slow-mo it around this car park.
Great.
With them like rapping to the camera out the side of the vehicle.
It's so cool.
And there's all these girls in the video.
Can we recreate that as a promo for this podcast?
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah, sure.
I think we should.
Can you be one of the girls in the bikinis?
The girls aren't wearing very much, and it's good, man. Huh?
Really smiling.
Yeah, it's good.
It's the first time you've smiled the whole podcast.
It's good.
You creepy, creepy.
Bring that creepy character.
It's good
back.
In the way that it highlights that misogyny still exists in him.
Yeah, it's really good.
And you know what? Let's stop that.
I listened to that, and then I listened to a little bit of Justin Bieber.
Holy shit.
I know, I've become a believer.
Yeah, same.
Oh, I really? Mm. Oh, thank God.
Fuck me, it's the first thing that Rue Madge has got on board with.
I hate how much I like him.
My mum doesn't like you, and she likes everyone. Is that one of his
Your mum really likes me, actually.
Yeah, that's a slow track.
Your mum really likes me.
My mum does, yeah.
I'm a big fan of her. What up, Shanthi? Just in case she's listening.
Don't. This is the one area.
She's going to come and do this podcast.
Can't wait for your mum.
Actually, that is true. Mum is coming to do the podcast.
What, does she like hip-hop?
Not really, no. We're quite funny together. Yeah.
She's an absolute legend. I prefer her to you.
Well,
that's the end of the podcast.
I get that a lot on Twitter.
Plug one, plug two. Guest plugs for you.
Okay, is there anything that you'd like to plug?
I'm going to Edinburgh with my show.
Right, and so the show's called Common.
I don't know where it is yet.
It's a 1 hour show that Susie's done all about Common's album Like Water for Chocolate. I think we'll agree that I think that's probably Common's best album, and Susie takes the audience on an hour long journey through the different tracks on that album and what the album meant to her as a piece. Is that right?
Big up.
Yeah, sweet. Common, man. He's gone weird, hasn't he? Do you know Common?
No, I don't.
So Common was
Which
like,
is amazing because I'm doing a show about him, so I've got 6 months to really swat up.
Well, listen, I think he deserves a show all of his own. He was Common Sense. Mm. He did that song, I Used to Love Her, about...
Yeah, great.
It was a great track. Mm. And then he did Like Water for Chocolate, which I think is such an amazing album. It's so good. And then he just went a bit weird and hippie.
Mm. Look, mate, if you want to come on the podcast,
pardon?
Get in touch with Ramesh. I'm talking to Common.
Yeah, Common, if you are listening,
props are.
Do come on. And bring Kanye, because they're mates.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they
Sweet.
Did quite a good song together. Okay, Susie, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Ram. It's been
this
a pleasure.
This has been Rue Madge.
Thank you, Rue Madge.
This is number one for me.
Yeah.
There we go.
It's been the best one.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thanks
a lot, Susie.
You're welcome, guys.
Bye, Rue Madge. Bye-bye.
Nu bij Coolblue. €100 korting op de HP Spectre 2-in-1 laptop met Windows 10. Start je laptop nog sneller op dankzij de 1 TB SSD-schijf. Vandaag besteld op coolblue.nl, morgen gratis thuisbezorgd.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.